Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today, and thank you very much for hanging around with me for the last 10 years. Somebody that you know very well has been hanging around with me for almost this entire time. She's only about a week shy of being here as long as I've been here, and that's our good friend Beverly Williams. Beverly is an original member. Heck, she's an original member of the show. She is the world's expert on home-based business. She's co-author of the 30-second commute and so many other things credentials that she has regarding home-based business. And she's a great small business mind. And our good friend Beverly Williams, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations! I can't believe we've been together for almost 10 years.
I know it. How long have you been with John?
Oh well, almost 25.
Okay.
No, you're my second best husband.
he knows about us though, right?
He does. He sort of got a hint of that a few years ago. Yes, it's just been incredible. I've been thinking about that for the last several weeks, and knowing that this anniversary was coming up for you and the show, and for us as a team, and that's the way I sort of feel. You have helped create a team of people to help small businesses. It's just been a wonderful journey together.
Well, I agree with you, and I appreciate you thinking about it like that, because it's been a lot of fun, and I do think we've done some good things, because I hear from folks, you hear from folks, and so anyway, it's good to have you here. I want to thank you for all the dedication that you've given us, the support you've given to us, and that you continue to give to small business owners everywhere. Beverly, let's talk enough about you and me. Let's talk about what's going on out there in the world of home-based business. What's new?
Well, you know, the wonderful news is there's not a whole lot. That really is good news, and I've been thinking about it a lot prior to coming on the show today. Just what is going on, and it's all quiet on the Western Front. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a zoning problem for probably a year. Not to say that there aren't some out there, but
let's tell the audience what that means. What it means when you
what
say
that means
you haven't had a zoning problem.
A zoning problem means that somebody hasn't had to contact me and say, "Help, I'm living in an area that the current laws say I can't operate a business out of my home. What do I do?" And there are a number of things. There's things on my website at www.beverlywilliams.com that can help if you are still in that situation, to give you the information you need to help change some of those old laws. The laws that came into effect about the time of the Industrial Revolution, when it was important to separate businesses from residences. And that was a time when there was a lot of danger involved for people who live close by to factories and things. But now we have this wonderful technology that allows us to do service businesses from our home, and there is no longer a danger, and there's still a need to change some zoning laws across the country.
But the thing is even though there may be some laws out there that are in the way, there doesn't seem to be the minds in the way that there used to be.
Right. There's not the resistance to making those changes, because municipalities have really seen the economic impact of allowing home-based businesses to be in their area. And if they don't know it yet, they can certainly get that information by calling other municipalities. I know a lot of small-town mayors have support groups for each other, and they get together and talk about some of these things, and you know, your county neighbor may be experiencing wonderful financial growth because of allowing home-based businesses, and if your area is not, then you can talk to them and get all this wonderful information about the good impact that they have.
Chambers of Commerce are really doing a much better job of getting the word out. I mean, everybody's starting to realize that economic development people, the chambers and the municipalities and the states actually are starting to realize that that our marketplace is not centralized around one plant for one city.
No.
It's we've got to diversify into a lot of different little points of light out there to grow this economy.
We certainly do. And I was chagrined to hear or read an article the other day about Hershey moving some of their chocolate-making plants out of this country into Mexico.
Yeah.
That is happening so much. And what is happening here, then, is those people are turning to opening service-oriented businesses.
Yep.
That's
yep.
what this country is turning into, is a service business.
And guess what?
Yep.
That's I think that's okay.
I do too.
I mean, but now there's been a resurgence in manufacturing. It's just that we're manufacturing things that we're good at, not things that we don't have to do.
Well, and with some of the recalls from outside of this country, we may have to go back to doing some of it ourselves for safety reasons.
You're exactly right. Some of that we certainly have to increase some of the standards that are out there. Or maybe I should say enforce some of the standards that are out there.
But regardless, there's enough people to go around to do all these different kinds of jobs. But this whole turnaround of the Industrial Revolution into a service and technology revolution has done nothing but help home-based businesses. I was not happy to see an article on the news a couple days ago about a drug bust that they called it a home-based business. But Jim, it's been probably close to 10 years since I've heard that. That was the good news, is that it used to be a common event to hear that on the news, that anytime something negative happened in a home-based business, it made big headlines.
Yeah, I don't want to get my meth lab exposed there like that, Beverly. Do you?
No, I do not. I do not. That's a misperception that we've worked hard to get changed, and I wasn't very happy to hear that one. But it's not common anymore, and that's the good news. That's what I'm so happy about.
Beverly, give us your website, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
And that's where they can find your book, The 30-Second Commute.
They sure can.
And lots of other good stuff there. Our good friend Beverly Williams, she and I will be right back after these messages as we continue to celebrate my and her 10th anniversary. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Celebrating our 10th year on the air with our good friend Beverly Williams, who's been with me as long. In fact, Beverly, you and Ellen Frankenberg are the two Brain Trust members who have been with me the longest and who are still hanging around with me.
Still hanging around with you. We must need our heads examined. I don't know.
getting your psychiatric help. That's all part of the compensation page. And Karen Kerrigan's the other one, and the other oldest, longest term, I should say. And can't use oldest with ladies, can I?
No, you cannot. Thank you.
That's techie. And so anyway, she was here earlier in the week. So we're talking about how the progress that home-based businesses have made. You and I have talked for many years, Beverly, about the fact that in the 80s, when you and I started were home-based in the early days. Of course, you've continued to be home-based, but I mm-hmm. haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 80s, people looked at us like we'd grown an extra ear or something.
Yeah, or a few extra limbs or no brains.
Right.
It's not only
thriving now, home-based business, but it's cool. And you know, I'm going to give you said something about the media a minute ago. You were aggravated that they talked about a drug bust being home-based, but We got to give the media some credit, Beverly, because there have been a lot of articles written about home-based business in the last few years.
Oh, yes. And they've been good ones, and that's wonderful. It was one of my goals and the goals of a number of other people I know to help change that perception and to please stop calling them home-based businesses when they were just simply crimes. And that has helped a great deal, the fact that they've been open-minded enough to be able to look at it in a different light. Home-based business week in October every year, I think, has helped that. It gives them an opportunity to look at the positive things that home-based businesses are doing for our communities. And it's not just the economic impact. It's all the other impacts. It's the safety of our neighborhoods, because we now have a presence there during the day that where they used to be totally empty. We have safe places for children whose both parents work to be able to go to if they have a concern about going home to an empty house. There's just so many advantages to supporting with proper laws and with good publicity, having home-based businesses in your area, and to have appropriate laws and appropriate guidelines and rules and regulations so that they are the proper things to have in a neighborhood and not scams and not criminals doing drugs out of their homes. That's not what home-based businesses are all about. And by supporting...
How many home-based businesses do you think that there are in America today?
Well, you know, more than 10 years ago, I estimated that there were more than 25 million men. I would guess we're looking at 40 million plus.
You think so? And of course, that includes... That includes everybody. That includes people who are doing Avon or Tupperware, whatever, you know,
Mary Kay, all of
those guys.
Right.
But also all the way to the level of where people are making lots and lots of money. On the internet. There are a lot of lawyers, accountants, architects. I've met architects who were home based.
Yes, absolutely. Almost anybody who doesn't need a storefront can and is home-based these days.
Right.
There's no reason not to be. That technology continues to help us do the things that we need to do from our homes.
What do you see in the future of home-based? What do you see in terms? Well, we've already determined that it's going to make it. It's not like anybody's going to stop this.
Right.
What do you see in the future? What do you see 5, 10 years from now? When you and I are having our 20th anniversary, Beverly, just imagine that.
I never would have imagined 10, so why not?
When we're doing our 20th anniversary, what's it going to look like?
I think we're going to be looking at an industry that has grown even more, but quietly. I don't think that there'll be as much of a fanfare about home-based businesses because it is going to be so much more accepted even than now. It is going to become a way of life for so many people that it will be almost outrageous to look at people having to commute to a job away from their home.
But be so woven into the fabric of the marketplace.
Yes.
That you and I won't even have anything to talk about?
No. Not as far as being a home-based business. Small business, I think we can always talk about. But home-based businesses will be such a integrated part of that it won't even be necessary or prudent to talk about home-based business separate from any other small business. It just
won't
be a fact of life.
They're really one of the things you've done for the last several years, and that we tried to give you plenty of airtime to do, is to be an advocate for home-based.
Yes, and you've certainly done that.
Are you saying that you're working your way out of a job, Beverly?
Well, I think I am as far as home-based businesses are concerned.
Yeah.
But there will still always be a need for small business assistance. So I'm just sort of moving in that direction, I think.
I'm glad about that. Hey, Beverly, thanks for 10 great years. You're the best.
Thank you for the opportunity, Jim.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. And I promise she'll be back. We're working on our 11th year right now. Quick break. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg after these messages. 29 and after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.